You have your Bibles tonight. If you would find two books of the Bible to start with, find in the Old Testament the book of Isaiah, go to chapter number 40, and then if you would go to James in the New Testament, chapter number 5. Isaiah chapter number 40 and James chapter number 5. We'll begin our Bible study tonight, our service in the book of James. Have to forgive me. I'll do the best I can to take care of this tickle, but it's tickling. Last week, I began a series of messages that I don't know how long we'll go. We'll just go as long as I believe that God would have me to go. Just on Sunday night, reflecting on some things that we face in our everyday life, trying to be as practical as we possibly can, being as biblical as we should be, but some things that it may be a little bit negative, but if they would be right, they'd be great positives. And I had no idea why God wanted me to preach on anger last week. And then the phone calls came and people began to share with me how God had been dealing with them at the area of anger and some other things. And so I really believe that God wanted us to do this and God has seen fit. And so I want to take on another subject tonight. I believe a very important subject. I believe a subject that will have great impact in our lives can also have impact for positive and for negative. And I think that you'll understand as soon as I read to you in James chapter number 5. Now, if you know anything about the book of James, you will know that it's a book that's written to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. And you know that this was a book where people were being persecuted and mistreated. Verse number 1 of chapter number 5 talks about rich men and the philosophy of the world and talks about how that they were corrupt in verse number 2 and talks about how they had done so wicked that they'd heaped to themselves treasures together for the last days and how in verse number 4 they'd cheated their workers and 5 they'd lived in pleasure on earth and have just cared for no one. And the Lord's trying through the Spirit of God to encourage his church here. And he come to verse number 7, and he changes gears to the church, and he says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren." Now, whenever you see a therefore, you always have to go back in the text and see what it's there for. Whenever you read the Bible, never go fast over the word therefore or wherefore. Make sure that you have a good thought process and understanding of what's being said. And so in verse number 7, the writer is switching gears and the writer says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." And by the way, at the coming of the Lord, wrongs will be righted. Believe me, I look forward to that. "Be patient unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. A farmer sows a seed, and he waits to reap a harvest, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain." Verse 8, "Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Now, he goes on here to describe to them the position of being patient. "Grudge not one against another." And oh, did they ever have a reason to grudge for the cruelty they were being mistreated. "Brethren, lest ye be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of," say it, church, "patience." I want to talk to you tonight about patience and the sin of impatience. I do believe that we all have scars when it comes to impatience in our lives. If you read the Bible, you will see and know that even men and women in the Bible who acted impatiently caused themselves and caused future generations, some even causing the name of Christ great shame. I could think of Abraham when he was impatient with Hagar. I can think of David when he was impatient with Bathsheba. I can think of other men when they were impatient with the things of God. And that impatience led to great tragedy. And really and truthfully, our life story was known, there would be some times where we could go back into our history and we can see where I acted impatiently and I paid a dear price for being impatient. Human nature is by nature impatient. We are impatient. Matter of fact, the drive of human nature is the flesh, and the flesh is bent on just exalting itself. And so human nature is impatient in all disregard so that self could be exalted. And we know what it is in our lives to have made choices and then to look back and say, man, if I would have only waited. Man, if I would have only exercised patience. You know, that analogy works not only physically, but it also works spiritually. There are times if we would look back in our spiritual life, we would say, oh, I paid a deep, deep, deep price because I acted impatiently. And so the Bible understands the tendency of the human nature. And so there's all kinds of warnings in the scripture about being patient. Solomon told us in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 8, that the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit, talking about the need for a patient spirit. David, even though he didn't necessarily always abide by this, wrote of the necessity of waiting patiently for the Lord. You know, Psalm 37, Psalm chapter number 40. Not only did the Old Testament saints write about patience, but the New Testament authors wrote about patience. They used words like long-suffering, endurance, steadfastness, continuance. Over 40 times in the New Testament is either the word patience or those words that relate to that used in the scripture. In James chapter 5, we looked at verse number 10. There, he said, we are to look at the prophets. Those are the Old Testament saints, the Old Testament prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. So when we look back at the Old Testament, we're to not just admire their victories and not just admire their walk with the God and not just admire what the power they had with God, but admire their patience and learn from their patience. Now, let's name some Old Testament saints that we could look back and admire their patience. Would anybody like to offer a couple of names?